All right, we gave you the latest info on Bill Lazor, who I just refuse to believe will be the next offensive coordinator for this team. There is nothing about Bill Lazor being the guy that says, ooh, yeah, that's it.
Cool that's name. It. Makes me think of dodgeball.
It was cool at first.
Blade. Lazor.
Lazor.
Blazor.
It was cool at first, but now, like, the last, once you get fired three times for being an OC, like, it feels like the Lazor part, like, the coolness of the name.
Damn.
No, just, I'm saying, like,
no, you're right.
When you first heard, you're like, right. Damn, this guy, this William Lazor.
Who's this Lazor guy?
He's got to be a William. Like, it's got to be William Lazor. It can't be. Like, are there anybody, do you know anybody whose name's Bill that isn't William? Anybody just roll with Bill? But just name Bill? It's got to be.
Think Bill Burr, and obviously I don't know any celebrity.
His name, Israel's not his real name. Maybe that's his brother.
His brother's Billy.
His brother's Billy. They're both Bills.
Yeah, right, his dad. Both, his dad just same didn't.
Age. It just didn't differentiate.
The Burr father didn't care to get creative with first names for his sons.
Yeah, but I don't think Bill Lazor is going to be the guy, and I don't know if I wonder if any of these guys are going to be in the last day. What we've heard is Bill Lazor and old Nick Caley. Nick Caley, who is the passing game coordinator and tight ends coach under Sean McVay with the Rams. Now, you know, to be fair, Sean McVay has had a lot of success of guys taking over jobs underneath him. Kevin O'Connell would be one. Matt LaFleur would be another. They have had some great success, just like Kyle Shanahan has had some good success as well. But Clint, for you, you said this is just this hiring process up to this point, and I don't know if maybe Bill Lazor softens it for you a bit, but
not one.
You said, can we just stop with this?
No, I mean, look, this is exactly what I was scared of when you hired D'Amico Ryans, a defensive minded head coach. Right, everybody relax. I'm not saying you shouldn't have hired D'Amico Ryans. What I'm saying is, when your head coach is not your offensive play caller, you end up hiring and firing guys left and right. And unfortunately, you're firing a guy in Bobby Slowick to then go out there and hire who, right? There, it doesn't seem like there was a plan when you fired Bobby Slowick. Now, look, if the whole Chip Kelly thing's come to fruition, there sure are a lot of connecting the dots with Chip Kelly, then that'll all make sense. But right now, we got to just get real with this OC search that's going on in Houston. I mean, this is an absolute joke. Are you kidding me?
You mean up to this point for you, this ain't it?
My biggest fear was you fire Bobby Slowick, and then you have this long, drawn-out, underwhelming search for an offensive coordinator. Like, that, you just can't – that can't be the plan, man. This thing has to come together in a way of that D'Amico and Nick already knew who they were going to have, who they were going to hire, and this is working towards that direction. Right now – I tried to be patient, but right now we got Gerard Johnson, Thad Lewis, Nick Caley, Jeff Nixon – and Bill Lazor.
Right? No scoring at home. That's N-I-K-S-O-N. Not your normal run-of-the-mill Nixon. That's not N-I-X-O-N.
Correct. And to me, the only one on that list that makes sense is Gerard Johnson. It's the only one on that list that
Bill
makes
Lazor
sense.
Bill Lazor, too. Don't forget about
him. I already put Bill Lazor in there. Now, Bill don't make no sense to me either. Like, Gerard Johnson is up and coming. Has spent time with a lot of those guys you just mentioned out of the McVay tree, O'Connell being one of them. Has now spent time with Bobby Slowick out of the Shanahan tree. Has spent a lot of time with C.J. Stroud. There could be a, hey, this guy just needs a chance. And nobody would know that better than D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio. That one makes sense. The rest of them, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You like, it just doesn't, and I'll be honest with you, because I know the next question is, well, hell, Clint, what, you know, who do you want him to interview? That's not the point. I don't care, like, that there's no like real grand slam offensive coordinator hire out there. You made the decision to fire Bobby Slowick. You made the decision to fire Bobby Slowick at a time when you need to take the next step from divisional round playoff to the AFC Championship to the Super Bowl. You made the decision to hire Bobby fire Bobby Slowick when your quarterback's got, you know, 2 to 3 years left on this rookie contract before it blows up to $60 million a year. Right? You're the one that made that decision. Right? I don't know who the hell you should be interviewing, but I know you got to have a better plan than Thad Lewis, Nick Cayley, and Jeff Nixon. Bill Lazor.
Maybe we haven't gotten to the other part of the.
You got to have a better plan than that. I mean, come on, man. Look, I get it, man. Bobby was not good. Bobby struggled this year. But if you're going to move on from a guy that called plays where you won 20 games in two seasons, where your quarterback was rookie of the year and threw for damn near 8,000 yards in two seasons, 40 some odd touchdowns and 17 interceptions, as I said yesterday. Like, if you're going to fire that guy, I mean, you come on, man. Bring it. Let's ride. Let's go. These guys aren't it.
Text line coming through. They're doing, first off, Backstreet on YouTube and Twitch said, Clint agreed something in the milk ain't white. I've not heard that phrase, and I'm going to steal it. Also coming through, what they're doing their due diligence. This is the best OC job in the NFL, coming from somebody else. Bobby was awful. Anything is better. Okay, that's
all right, let's bring David Culley back.
Can I tell you what this reminds me of?
What's that?
And actually, Tyler, you kind of walked me into that. You remember the cast of guys they interviewed when they were looking for their head coach and they finally stuck with David Culley?
Football.
Remember the cast
Jesse.
Of guys that they were interviewing and they finally couldn't get Josh McCown like they wanted to, because of the situation with what's his name with the
Jack?
No, with the Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores. That kind of shook them off of that scent, and then they end up going with Lovey. Do you remember when they were interviewing guys? We were all sitting there like, underwhelmed by the candidates.
Yes.
I wanted to punch myself in the nuts.
Like, do you remember? It was like, I remember for some reason the Joe Lombardi guy sticks out. He was like the OC for a year for the Chargers. And it was like, what the hell is going on? It's Josh McCown. It was like a crew of like none of the guys. You were like, yes, that's who I'd want to be the head coach. You remember the DeMeco cycle? First off, it felt like DeMeco, that was pretty quick. They interviewed Sean Payton. Bills on par.
Right.
Like, all right, there you go. That's a real candidate. They interviewed Shane Steichen. All right, he went on to be the head coach of the Colts. They interviewed Jonathan Gannon. Pew, pew. Anyway, he went on to be the head coach of the Cardinals. The other person they interviewed was Lions offensive coordinator, young at the time, Ben Johnson.
Pretty serious about that hire.
Right, like when you look at that list, you've been like, all right, those guys could be.
Due diligence wasn't a part of that one, Ron.
I'm just saying, when you look at this, you're like, okay, that's a list. And then you compare it to the other list. That's DeMeco. All of these guys are head coaches now. Every last one of the ones I named.